Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing to learn the second parak of Maseches Shavuos as we finish off the second parak today with Parak Beis Mishnah Tes and Parak Beis Mishnah Yud. In the previous bunch of Mishnayos, we were discussing the importance of being able to identify within each fruit, within each crop or vegetable, what year does a particular crop belong to. Is it the seventh year, in which case it would have Kedushas, Shavuos, it would have the extra holiness, the Kedusha, the sanctity of the Shemitah year? Is it a different year? Is it the sixth year when you could eat it without having any Kedushas, Shavuos? Is it the first year, the fourth year, and so on? Which we need to know in terms of which Maaseros, which tithes to separate, and so on and so forth. Now, the previous bunch of Mishnayos gave us a bunch of examples of various crops, and in those cases, we determined the year that those crops belong to based on their hashrasha, based on the time in which their roots began to take effect. Now we're going to be discussing various vegetables, and the halacha, generally speaking, regarding vegetables, is that the vegetable belongs to the year in which those vegetables were picked. So if they were picked in the first year, they belong to the first year, the sixth year, the sixth year, the seventh year, then they belong to the seventh year, and so on and so forth. However, the Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yudalad points out that that's only true that vegetables depend on when they're picked, when they are treated in a typical way, when they are watered in a regular way. If anything else happens to their growth and to their cultivation that is abnormal, that is atypical, that is not usually done, then that might change and it might not be based on when it is picked. Now, by contrast, we should just point out that fruits, generally speaking, belong to the year of when they are, when they emerge. When they first begin to emerge on the tree, that's the year that those particular fruits belong to. But now we're going to deal with certain exceptions to this rule. Vegetables that even may be picked at certain times, but wouldn't belong to those years for various reasons. Says the Mishnah, Habitzolim hasarisim ufol hamitzri. Onions that are a sarisim, that have no seeds, or a saris is a person who isn't able to have children. So onions that are sarisim, a saris onion, is an onion that isn't able to have any kids, kivyachal, that doesn't have any seeds. Continues the Mishnah, ufol hamitzri, or when it comes to Egyptian beans, that you actually want to eat the beans, unlike in the previous Mishnah, which was talking about where you just want the seeds. Here you actually want these Egyptian beans. So in both of these cases, both the onions that don't have seeds and the Egyptian beans, shemana mehem, mayim shloshim yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah, where you prevented them from having water for 30 days, you didn't water them for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah, that was typically often done. That for 30 days before you were going to pick a particular vegetable, a particular item, then you would often not water it because it's better for picking when they're a little bit drier. So in this case, the onions and the Egyptian beans, so they prevented water. They didn't water it for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Mis Ashrin l'Sha'avar, you got to take the Maaser of the previous year, of the sixth year, which you pointed out, would be Maaser Ani, Umutarim b'Shviyas, and they are mutter to be eaten, even though they're picked during the Shemitah year, during the seventh year, and normally vegetables go when they're picked, but because you did this thing about not watering it, and you didn't cultivate them in the typical way, you're therefore permitted to eat them even during the Shemitah year, despite the fact that you picked them during the Shemitah year. V'im lav. But if not, if you didn't prevent water from going there for 30 days, if you did water it in a typical way, then asurim b'shviyas, then they're picked in the seventh year, and therefore they are usher, they are prohibited from being eaten in a typical way during the seventh year because they have the kedushas shviyas, they have the holiness of being cultivated and being fruit belonging to the seventh year, belonging to the Shemitah year. Continues the Mishnah, Mis Ashrin, Lishana Haban. The same would be true if, let's say, it's the second year, and you allow the water to water in a typical way, and then you pick it during the second year, then it would belong to the second year. All the Miser and so on all depends typically on when it is picked, if it is watered in a typical way, even if it is, if you leave water from cultivating it, from allowing it to grow for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, then it would belong to the previous year and not the year in which you picked that particular produce. Continues the Mishnah, Vishal Baal, if you have a particular type of crop in a naturally wet area where you don't really even need to water in a typical way, where it's like a valley where it's already moist, already wet, the crops that are already getting nurtured from the water, shemana mehem mayim shtei onos. It's not enough to just not water it for 30 days, because at the end of the day, you watering it for 30 days isn't helpful. Rather, what would allow a person to pick it during the Shemitah year, but really it'll be considered still from the sixth year and so on and so forth, if you keep it from two different watering time periods. However often, let's say you water it once every 3 months, because otherwise it's normally moist anyway. So then you would have to wait 6 months. You have to wait double the amount of time that you water it. It's not a matter of 30 days, it's a matter of you have to hold back two time periods when you would typically water it, and then you would be able to allow those crops to belong to the previous year, not the future year. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim, omrim, the chachamim say shalosh, that if you have something in this watering valley where already get water, you have to wait for three time periods. If you normally water it once every month, then you have to wait 3 months. If you would normally water it once every 3 months, then you have to wait 9 months. You have to wait for three time periods to pass, and by then you would be able to pick it and include it in the previous year, even though you picked it during Shemitah year. And as the Bar Tanura points out, the halacha is in accordance with the Chachamim. Now we're going to continue with Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud. Says the Mishnah, Hadiluim Shekaimen Lizera. If you have gourds, and gourds that normally you would eat them, but here you're keeping them attached to the ground because ultimately you want to use their seeds to plant more vines of gourds. So says the Mishnah, if they become so hard before Rosh Hashanah, before the Shemitah year even begins, and it becomes and it becomes something that most people are not going to want to eat, right? Normally gourds are nice and soft and they're scrumptious, they're delicious, but if they become hard, because again, you don't want the actual gourd, you just want their seeds to plant more, so it becomes not so good before Rosh Hashanah, then mutter lekaimen b'shvius, then you can certainly plant them and use them during Shvius, because these things, they don't have Kedusha Shvius, because during Shvius, even though you're picking them during the seventh year, even though you're using them during the seventh year, they're still not something that was edible during Shemitah, and therefore it's not considered to have Kedusha Shvius, it's not considered to have holiness from the seventh year. V'im lav, but if it's not hard before Shemitah, if it's something that could have been eaten during Shemitah itself, asr lekaimen b'shvius, then you're not allowed to continue them, you're not allowed to keep them attached to the ground during the seventh year, because they have Kedusha of the seventh year, and you have to treat them as such. Continues the Mishnah, Hatimaru Shelahen, however, the buds of the gourds, even if, says the Mishnah, these are, they're totally unedible, and so on, from before Shvius, the buds of the gourds, asuros b'shvius, you're not allowed to use them, you're not allowed to benefit from them during the seventh year, because the buds of the gourds are always soft and never hard, and therefore, says the Bar Tanura, there's a little bit of a question of maris ayin. It looks as if you're doing something, you're planting something, you're using something with kedusha shvius, with holiness of the Shemitah year, which is problematic, which a person should not do. So when it comes to the buds of the gourds, that you should, even if they're not edible during Shemitah, you should still not plant them. It's an Isser Midrabanon because of Marisan, because it appears like you are planting something and doing something during the Shemitah year. Now the Mishnah is going to do the Parak, and the Mishnah is going to conclude by discussing watering a field during the Shemitah year. Now, generally speaking, we assume, at least on a D'araisa level, that you are permitted to wash your field, to water your field during the Shemitah year. However, on a Midrabanan level, that it was prohibited, it was ossered for various reasons. So we're going to learn the extent to which, when can you water it and when can you not. Says the Mishnah, Umar Bitzin Ba'afar Lavan. You're allowed to water your grain field. Again, grain fields like Afar Lavan, white, because the grain is white. It's a huge area of white land. So you're allowed to water your grain field always, Divrei Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon. And the assumption is that, again, you're doing something that is necessary for the for not losing the item. Anything that you're allowed to do in the Shemitah year is to prevent hefsed, is to prevent loss. loss. You can't allow something to grow more, you can't allow something to cultivate more, but you're allowed to do something that will prevent loss, similar in Chol HaMoed. Ideally, you shouldn't be working to make more money on Chol HaMoed, but you're allowed to work to prevent your losses on Chol HaMoed. The same issue when it comes to Shemitah, that according to Rabbi Shimon, and we pasken like Rabbi Shimon, you're allowed to water your field during Shemitah, provided that you're not doing anything to grow more, to cultivate more, but you simply don't want to lose that which you already have. Continues the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Oser, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov disagrees with Rabbi Shimon and says, no, that you're only allowed to, that you're not allowed to water your fields of grain under any circumstances, because again, it's a little bit questionable, it's an Asher Midrabanan, to water your grains of your fields of grain during the Shemitah year. Continuing with one final halacha, Mimarsin Ba'orez Bishvi, says the Mishnah, you're allowed to soak your rice fields during the Shemitah year, because rice will, the plants are going to die if you don't totally soak them. They need more water to live than typical grain fields and so on. So says the Mishnah, according to the Tanakam at least, you're allowed to soak your rice fields during the seventh year. However, Rabbi Shimon says, Aval ein mechaschen, but you can't trim the leaves of the rice plant, because that's going to allow them to continue to grow, which you're not allowed to do. You can't allow them to grow better, but you're allowed to soak them to make sure that you don't lose them to begin with. Quick review, Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes, discussed specific cases when you would be allowed to, when you would be allowed, sorry, that even though normally when vegetables belong to the year when in which they're picked, when it comes to onions without seeds or Egyptian beans and so on, that if you really, all vegetables, that if you were to prevent them from having water for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, then the halacha does not apply. Even if you were to pick them during the Shemitah year, they do not belong to the seventh, they belong to the sixth year, because like the Gemara says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, you prevented them from having water, which means that they belong to the previous year, not the year in which you picked them. And then the Mishnah simply said that if it's an area which is naturally wet anyway, then it wouldn't be about holding the water away and preventing the water for 30 days. Rather, it would be if you wait two watering periods, according to the Tanakhama, according to Rabbi Meir, and according to the Chachamim, who he paskin like, you would have to wait three watering periods. So again, if you water every 3 months, you'd have to wait 9 months and so on. Three watering periods in this area that's naturally wet, where you don't really need to water it as much. And then Perek Beis Mishnah Yud discussed the case of the gourds, where you're just using them for the seeds. And we said that if they're hard and not edible during the Shemitah year, once the Shemitah year begins on Rosh Hashanah, then you would be allowed to cultivate them, to attach them to the ground and so on during the seventh year, but if not, then you would not be allowed to be mekayim them during the seventh year. We said buds are an exception to this rule, because buds, even though they're not edible, they still are soft, and therefore it looks like you are doing work during the seventh year, which you're not allowed to do. And then we discussed watering your field. So we said that according to Rabbi Shimon Hawi Paskin, you are allowed to water your grain field. According to Rabbi Lezer, you're not allowed to do that. That is the machlokas there. Then regarding rice fields, the Mishnah said that you're allowed to soak the rice in water during the seventh year, because they're going to need that to survive, otherwise they're going to die. And Rabbi Shimon says you can soak them, but you make sure not to cut their leaves to make them grow any better. Have a great day.